Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to LT Foods Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask a question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to LT Foods Limited Q2 FY26 post-results earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have the management team being represented by Mr. Ashwani Kumar Arora, MD and CEO, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CFO, Ms. Monika Chawla Jaggia, Chief Corporate Development Officer. We will begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Meet, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome you all to LT Foods Limited's Q2 Financial Year 26 earnings conference call. Please note that any statement made or discussed during this call, which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. A detailed disclaimer in this regard has been included in the investor presentation that has been shared on both the stock exchanges, that is NSE and BSE. The result documents are available on the company's website as well as stock exchanges. A transcript of this call will also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. So I would like to give you the overview of the business. During quarter two financial year 26, LT Foods achieved its highest-ever quarterly revenue of rupees 2,772 crores, representing growth of 30%, and the normalized growth of 12% excluding Golden Star and U.S. tariff, and EBITDA of rupees 316 crores, representing growth of 24% compared to quarter two financial year 25. For the first half of financial year 26, the company reported a record half-year revenue of rupees 5,273 crores, demonstrating year-on-year growth of 25%, normalized growth of 15% excluding Golden Star and U.S. tariff, and EBITDA of rupees 619 crores, representing growth of 20% compared to the first half of financial year 25. This robust performance is attributed to the strategic brand investments, sustained growth across multiple segments and geographies, and increasing consumer demand and preference for our brands and improved distribution channels across key markets. The company reported an EBITDA margin of 11.4% in Q2 financial year 26, down by 60 basis points from 12% in quarter two financial year 25, primarily due to increased brand investments and certain strategic initiatives and digitalization initiatives undertaken by the company. Over the long term, the company has demonstrated consistent performance with a five-year compounded revenue growth of 16% and compounded PAT growth of 21%. Additionally, LT Foods maintains a strong investment-grade credit rating of CRISIL AA- A1+ with a positive rating outlook revised in July 25. During the quarter, LT Foods strategically expanded its presence in the European processed canned food market through the acquisition of Hungary-based Global Green Europe KFT. This acquisition marks entry into the 15 billion pound market segment, compounding LT Foods' existing RTE and RTC packaged food portfolio. The transaction was done at an enterprise value of 25 million pounds, contributing an additional 40 million pound in revenue subject to FDI approval. Management expects this acquisition to strengthen the group's competitive positioning and support sustainable long-term growth. It also establishes a third manufacturing hub in Hungary, reinforcing LT Foods' footprint across Central and Southern Europe and improving regional operational capabilities. I would like to provide an update on countervailing duty concerning Ecopure Specialities Limited, a fellow subsidiary of LT Foods. A public hearing was conducted on September 16, 2025, where Both the parties presented their arguments before the U.S. Department of Commerce. The final determination has been extended by 1 month following the hearing and is now anticipated by November 17, 2025. Segment-wise update, Basmati and other specialty rice business recorded a 24%, that is, but otherwise the normalized growth is 11.4%, excluding the Golden Star and U.S. tariff, YOY growth in first half of 26, driven by enhanced brand investment and focused marketing initiatives that continue to strengthen consumer trust. Organic segment delivered a robust 26% year-on-year growth in the first half of 26, reflecting the rising global demand for sustainable food choices and our strong presence across key international markets. Under our organic business arm, Nature Bio Foods Limited has entered the B2C segment in Europe with the inauguration of new facility in the Rotterdam. The initial capital expenditure for this facility was approximately 20 crores with a planned additional investment of 15 crores over the next 3 years. With this, leveraging the new capability, the company will sustain sourcing from India and Africa while expanding the procurement from over 20 countries worldwide, aiming to supply premium organic ingredient to European market. The revenue acceleration is expected to begin financial year 26-27 with an estimated incremental revenue of 400 crores over the next 5 years driven by the strategic investment. With the strategic move focusing on building a stronger RTH and RTC portfolio, the company expanded its e-kit portfolio with the launch of Daawat Thai Green Curry Rice Kit. An introduction of Daawat Thai Green Curry Kit was followed by a strong performance of Daawat Biryani Kit, which has crossed 1 million units of annual consumption since its starting. Geography-wise update, the North America accounts for 46% of our revenue and continues to be a key growth driver with a 47% year-on-year revenue growth, the normalized growth of 16% and excluding Golden Star and U.S. tariff. Our flagship brand revenue, Royal Bear, holds a dominant position commanding a 54% market share in the region and 61% share in the basmati rice import in U.S. Golden Star is number one jasmine rice brand in the region. India contributes 30% of our revenue, recording a 13% year-on-year growth. Our brands collectively hold a 26% market share with category leadership in the Western region. In India, the household reach of Daawat has grown significantly from 45.56 lakh homes in March 2023 to 56.2 lakh homes in March 2025. Europe and UK currently contributes 15% of our overall revenue. Our progress in this region has been robust, achieving 31% year-on-year growth driven by expanding market reach and rising demand for our differentiated offerings. Besides, we have made investment in people and infrastructure in EU. The Middle East and rest of the world constitutes the remaining 9% of our revenue. Of this, rupees 28 crores is from the Saudi Arabia. Looking ahead to financial year 26, our priority is to build a stronger, future-ready, more robust LT Foods by deepening brand equity, accelerating market expansion, investing in digital transformation, and evolving through strategic partnerships. We remain committed to delivering products that represent trust, quality, and value to consumer worldwide. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for question and answer, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on it. The first question is from the line of Azharuddin Zariwala from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first question is on the working capital. Like we can see that year on year our payable days has increased from 19 days to 30 days. So can you please throw some light on that?
Yes, my working capital days on the payable side from 43 days. This is the current six months data from the last 28 days. So there is an increase of 15 days. This is basically on account of better negotiations which we have done from the vendors. And that has increased our working capital payable days from by 15 days if you compare it with the year-on-year data.
Okay. And recently we have done an investment of £5 million in our step-down subsidiary, which is LT Foods UK Limited. So, how are we planning to deploy the capital in the business?
So basically, that is for the leverage. The company leverage once, so it was in order to improve the leverage ratios. So the investments are being made in the one of my subsidiaries, that is in the UK. So we have set up our factory in London. So in order to instill the capital and have a better debt to equity and debt to EBITDA ratios, the kind of funding is being given.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So, yeah, the mention is about this volume growth of 23% and corresponding revenue normalized growth is 11%. So what would be normalized volume growth and how have you accounted for this US tariff part? So if you just can clarify so we could understand it better.
So, if you talk about the US tariff, certain portion has been the incremental revenue that has been there in the financial itself. If we normalize that revenue itself, and yes, in this half year, the Golden Star has also got consolidated. So, if we normalize both the revenues, our revenue has increased on a year-on-year basis by 14.5%. That is the growth which is there.
Normalized volume growth.
And the normalized volume growth, is 1 minute. So it was 23% that was there. The volume growth, if we reduce the Golden Star in this, will be around 18%.
Okay. Okay, so when you say U.S. tariff, so if we exclude Golden Star, I understand that Golden Star had roughly 300 crore quarterly run rate, at least till last quarter. So around 30 crores, 150 crores is a impact on account of U.S. tariff. So that 50% of the goods that we sold in the U.S. is that figure, which means that we have passed on all the tariff to the end consumer?
So yes, if you look at our financial numbers now, almost 353 crores have come because of the consolidation of the Golden Star. Yes, we are in the process of passing it on to our customers, increase the impact. So yeah, that has to be seen in the coming quarters.
So, there are two parts of duty. First, the 10% duty was imposed, then 25 and then 50. So, the first phase duty, we have negotiated and we have passed on, and the impact, is of that. The now duty of 2050, that we are in the process of, negotiation with our, customer. So, yeah.
But in September, till September, we would have already done something, right?
Yeah, that's how what Sachin just said. The initial duty, which is 10%, partly we have passed on.
Okay. So on the organic and the RTH business, both have not grown sequentially. Any reason? Because organic, we have just last quarter we did this EU UK tie-ups and all. So anything that you would want to comment on that?
Yeah, so Rohan will comment on this. So as far as revenue is concerned, we have grown, so margin has gone impacted. I think Rohan, who's the CEO of Nature Bio Food, he will explain more. So Rohan, to you.
No, happy to answer that. See, we have invested in Europe for creating a private label infrastructure here, which will make us enter into the new channel. And now that we already have that establishment, in the last 6 months or H1, we had to move a lot of our operations to third party, given that we were expanding 2-3 times of our capacities what we had before. And to make that possible in the 6 months of period, we had to move our operations to third party. That has made us spend some extra cost, which has impacted our margins as one of the component of why our margins are reduced. On the revenue side, I think if you see, you said it has not grown sequentially, but it has. The revenue-wise, we are seeing a good growth already from the last half yearly of last year. So there we don't see anything. I think it's a correction that once you will read it again. On the margin side again, also we, as you know, organic business does a lot of business in the non-basmati segment. And non-basmati globally, its prices are under pressure, partly because what India banned non-basmati rice, in just non-basmati as a category I'm mentioning. And given that there were more surplus inventory of non-basmati in a higher production that the numbers have stated now. So this has given a high pressure on the prices globally. And because of that, we had to sell at the market prices for something which we harvested at a higher price at that time. So that has also being shown in our margin structure that we had to have pressures on our margin. But this will all be covered up in the coming quarters.
Yeah, okay. What I meant was revenue growth sequentially. So sequentially, based on the numbers of H1 and last Q1, I concluded that there was no growth on the revenue front in the...
Correct, Amit. You are right. On quarter-on-quarter basis, the immediate preceding quarter, the revenue size has remained more or less the same. But what Rohan is saying of the 6 months, so you need to compare the six with the 6 months. So there is a growth of almost a 26% that is coming in the 6 months. Yes, the margins have, as Rohan explained, there has been pressure on the margins, but that too will be corrected in the coming year.
Got it. There is a purchase of stock in trade. There is a high jump in that. Is that something to do with some bulk orders?
Not really, Amit. This is basically on account of the GS and the Golden Star getting consolidated. It is more of a trading. So we are getting it packed in the pre-packed form from our suppliers in the Thailand. So it was not there last year. So now when it is getting consolidated, it is more of that.
And same is the reason for reduction in other income as well, correct?
Correct. So there was an income from the GS that was sitting in the last year. So that has now been consolidated.
Okay. And last one, now this Thailand US importing from Thailand, this Golden Star. So that also has around 19% tariff. So that also has been passed on to the customer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'll join in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Sadhir from Green Capital Single Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Nitin Shakta from the Green Capital Single Family Office. My question to the management is more from as an investor rather than an analyst. What is the company's thought process in terms of a larger brand strategy to become a larger food and beverage company maybe in the next few years in terms of brand expansions, let's say like yogurt-based drinks, lassi, buttermilk, lemonade, sherbets, which go very well with rice. On the same lines, the way you've done curry, rice meals, and European processed foods venture. Is there a thought process on the strategy to become a larger company rather than just a rice brand?
So, Nitin, good question. As a brand, you know, Daawat is a very strong brand in India and globally. And then Royal is a very strong brand in North America. So we have in our five-year plan how to, you know, do the extension in this brand and what portfolio we can extend where we have a better right to win, you know, a growth opportunity. So we have a full plan. That's how, you know, we are, you know, reasonably giving the guidance on our five-year plan. This is what we do every 5 year. That's a rolling part of that. So as far as, just a rice company, we are very proud and very happy to be a, you know, specialty basmati rice company. The category is growing year on year, 5 to 7%. It's a healthy business. So we have a plan. We have a plan to grow in specialty rice, dry rice, as well as, you know, extending the, is it okay or?
Nice one. Hello.
So, Nitin, is okay?
Yes, yes. So, my follow-up question is, sir, just if you could talk us through the European processed foods investment with Global Green, how's that shaping up? I know it's too initial right now, but what's generally the ramp off and how is it going to be processed and what's the initial take on that?
Yeah, so we have signed SHA. So now we are waiting for the approval from the Hungary government. And then once approval is there, then the transaction will,
consuming,
you know,
consummate.
Yeah. And yes. So it will take 2 to 3 months, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Goyal from Oregon Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Can you tell me what is the volume growth in US in 1H FY26 and also in India?
As regarding the volume growth, our team will provide you with the data. You can ask our team members, so they will provide you with the data.
Okay. And in terms of input cost, how is the input cost, shaped up in on a Q&Q basis? Has there been a reduction or it has been flat?
So I think the gross margin has improved. As far as input cost is concerned, I'm sure you know that, you know, we, in a year's time, 80% of the crop, 70% of the crop, we source in the month of from October to February. So it doesn't really vary quarter on quarter. So it's a year on year. So our gross margin has improved. So that impacts both, you know, the pricing power as well as, you know, the efficiency in the cost.
And my final question on Middle East market, there has been decline, right? I mean, you're a very small player right now in Middle East market. Still, we are seeing a decline. So can you talk about what is the strategy on the Middle East side? It's the biggest market in Basmati, right?
So, yes, sir. So it is not a decline. If you look at my first quarter numbers, there was a decline of almost a 33%. So this decline has now been, in the quarter-on-quarter basis, we have improved. So yes, the first quarter was slightly sluggish in this regard, but we are improving and we have gained quite a reasonable share in that the loss in the sales which was there in the second quarter itself.
So as far as
Middle
East is very big. So as earlier also, Middle East is one of our focus market. So we have started from kind of green field. So, you know, it will take time, but it is in the focus. And if you have seen, you know, in Saudi Arabia, we are building the business. So hopefully in the next 5 years, we will be able to, you know, build a sizable business in the Middle East.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishant Lalwani from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my question. So our PAT margins were trending downwards from the past 7 to 8 quarters. And earlier it was around 8%. Now it was around 6%. So can you just throw some light on this and your future outlook on the PAT margin?
So Sachin will explain more, but if you see our ROCE has started, you know, it's the impact of the mix, you know, it's a growing, adding, you know, Jasmine Rice business, where absolute margin in percentage may be lower, but in terms of ROCE, you know, it is high. So if you see, our ROCE has improved to, Sachin, correct me, it's around 22%.
22%.
Yeah.
So yes, if you look at our numbers, the PAT numbers, this quarter, this year, half year itself, it is 6.3%. Last year, same, it was 7.2%. But you need to normalize certain things in this regard, no? There was certainly the tariff which we had passed on. So there was incremental revenue that was given in this. And yes, one of my segments, the Nature Biofood, there was organic segment. The organic segment didn't perform as per the targets. Yes, we are looking forward and having a better base in the going quarters as well. But yes, in spite of these things, our growth in the PAT margin or in the year-on-year basis is almost 8.7%. That is the growth which we have.
That's a resultant of, you know, a lot of investment in the brands and the digital. All these investments, if you see, the gross margins are improving.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, Raman ji.
So, I just want to understand, it's more of a doubt with respect to the RTC, the margin decline, because you had additional cost as you moved toward third-party manufacturer. Am I right?
No, not so the margin decline in this is basically on account of the certain kind of promotions and the brand investments which we have done. So there was a incremental brand investments which was done in the RTC and RTS segment in order to accelerate the sales.
We did third-party manufacturing for what?
Am I audible?
I think he has
Yes,
something
sir.
Issue in.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Excuse me, sir, can you hear me?
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we audible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Moneycore. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. The availability of crop rains, because of the rains, basmati crop showing, the acreage has increased by 1.5%. So if we need to grow by double digit, the crops will be available for the next year?
That's a good question, Rajesh. As you know, explained you, the crop size is 1.5%. But as healthy food, we contribute only of the total crops, 7%-8%.
Okay.
So we have enough, you know, crop available as far as healthy food is concerned to grow.
Okay.
But this is a cyclical, you know, some year it grow by more than the demand, and then the carryover take growth. This is how the typically cycle goes, you know, sometime more, sometime, you know, at par, and then the prices will be little bit firm up, then again, the growth will come.
So availability won't be a problem for the next year?
No.
Okay. And second, sir, your outlook on the tariff, how much can be passed on, how much has been passed on, so how much heat we have to take or...
We are in the process. I think the next 2 months will tell us the impact of this, but we are in the process. Yeah.
But nothing has come in this quarter? No. Because we had a strong...
A little bit, initially when there was a 10% duty...
Okay.
That we have taken partly price increase.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there is 25, then again 25.
Ah, for 25, right.
Yeah, there were three phases. Yeah.
Okay. But our stocks are available there now, still for the Christmas season, no?
Yeah, fully available. We are very well presented on the shelf. The sales are normal.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. I wish you best of luck.
Thank you so much. We need this.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of KB Sankara Rao, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can I audible?
Yes, KBG.
Just one question. There is an excellent improvement in revenue and operational profit that did not get converted into PAT. I think there was already a question previously, but I did not fully understand. What are the top reasons for non-conversion of this operating profit into PAT?
So yes, there are two, three reasons for that. In our scenario now, we are investing in our brand. So our brand investments as a percentage to revenue has increased. Likewise, we are investing in our digital initiatives and making future ready organizations. So that kind of investments as a percentage to the revenue has increased in this half year. Likewise, because earlier, the Golden Star, the share of profits was there. There was no revenue as such assigned. So my overall profits, the share of profit used to reflect directly to my PAT numbers and getting a better return ratios. Now this year, with the consolidation of the Golden Star, the overall revenue and other size of the business is getting consolidated. So yes, we have grown, but at the same time, there are certain reasons associated with the PAT not following the growth of the revenue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Is my voice audible?
Yes, Mr. Prashant. Yes, very well.
So, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. I have a simple question. If you look at the balance sheet as of 30th September, you have cash and bank balances of around 600+ crores. And also you have short-term borrowings of around 1,200 crores. Now this looks like a dichotomy, and we have an interest of around 50+ crores for the half year. So why should the company pay interest on short-term borrowings when it has cash of 600+ crores?
So yes, you are right in that sense, but at the same time, you need to understand the geographical locations at which we operate. There are different companies in which we are operational. So there is foreign companies. We can't have, because of my foreign companies, they are relatively new. So there you require the loan for the working capital. Whereas the same kind of cash, because in India, the procurement season hasn't started. We are sitting on the cash, so that will be utilized in the coming quarters. So that is because of my global operations. You can see now. So
So India, we are, you know, cash surplus. In internationally, we have a borrowing. So that's what Sachin wanted to explain. We can't transfer. But, you know, we, whatever, you know, the surplus money we have, so we are getting, you know, same better returns than what we are paying.
So it is in line with the what kind of interest rates which we are paying. So that we are managing that kind of overall percentage of the ratios.
Okay, and if we take the borrowing, short-term borrowings, I mean, what would be the blended cost of borrowing?
So that is around, overall, if on the rupee terms I am talking about, that is around 7%. That includes the bank charges as well.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Sir, my question is regarding the Basmati segment. So in terms of domestic market, we have seen a 13% kind of growth. So on this, how do you look at the second half of FY26 and also in terms of the overall outlook in the domestic market? As you know, we have seen a very good production as well as the recent floods impacted. So how is the overall demand supply scenario for this in the domestic market?
So, Meet, India category is growing in the range of 7 to 8%. And similarly, you know, in international also what, you know, is the latest thing. So as far as, so demand is good. Production is at par with the last year, but there is a carryover from the last year. So we see no, issue on the supply side. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, the second part is answered. The first part was how is going to, the second half would be, second half guidance.
Yeah, second half, as you know, in America, there is a little bit, turbulence, although we are in the process of, this price, but the next 2 months will tell the things, but we are reasonably optimistic about that. Yeah, but rest business looks, promising. India looks promising. Europe looks promising. And rest of the world also looks promising. US is, we have to watch for the next 2 months.
Understood. And the organic segments are, and also the creation of the capital.
Rohan can explain more on the second half on the organic, but he's, in control. Yeah, Rohan, please.
Yeah, we have, as I shared with you a little while ago, that we have made some investments here, which has given us a slight dip in the margin. On the revenue side, as you have seen, the half yearly has grown by 26% from previous years. We had to prepone some of the shipments given that to the U.S., given that this duty was 10%, 25% and 50%, but we see that the business is sustainably growing, and we would rebound in the second half of the year. And coming years, on our strategies also, we are getting into the new private label channels here in Europe, and just not knowing about the US fully today, but so far the organic segment remains strong and sustainable, and we believe that we will rebound it to our last year's numbers by the end of the year.
Thank you.
Understood. And in terms of the margin, will you see this similar kind of margin organic for the next 2 quarters as well, the higher cost weighing on the margin, or it was the one time, this quarter phenomenon only, the organic segment?
It will take one more quarter to settle down, but by the end of the year, we believe that in the fourth quarter, we will be back with our margin structures that we have been enjoying for the past few years.
Sure. And coming on to the convenience and health segment, the artisan segment, so I believe this quarter has already seen a base effect of our sales. So, and despite that, we have only by 9%.
So just want the outlook for this segment, the RTC and RTS segment. Also, we were doubling the, we are doubling the capacity in the US market. What kind of run rate of growth can we see coming quarters in the RTC segment? And also, simultaneously, is the US market weighing on this segment as well?
So Meat is doing very well. So mainly the revenue of ready-to-eat and ready-to-cook come from USA. But we have a capacity constraint. So our, you know, the production of the second unit, which we have just built in last year, has gone little delay. So I'm sure in the next quarter, you know, it will start and then we will see growth. But as far as demand is concerned, that is growing. But we were not able to capture that demand because of our constraint in the production.
Okay, so we can see a similar run rate in the next quarter as well, and from Q4, we can see the capacity ramping up from the new plant.
Quarter four.
Quarter four.
Yeah.
Also, okay. And from this, so will there be a certain impact on the EBITDA also, because we are guiding for around 300-400 crores will go EBITDA breakeven or EBITDA positive. So will this, are we on line with this, or can we expect this in FY 2026?
So yes, Meet, we are in line. So yes, because of this delayed production, so we are delayed by almost 6 to 9 months delay that has happened. So yes, the kind of breakeven will also be certainly deferred to 6 to 7 months. So that is there. But we are on line for achieving the 400 crores and having a breakeven.
Understood, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajvi Tandon from Ventura Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Rajvi ji. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you about the impact on the financial statements of the new acquisition. So what is the deal structure and how has it been taking place?
So, the deal, you know, size is €25 million.
Yeah.
So that's the, you know, enterprise value we are buying at.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have signed the SHA and, yeah, so I will, you add on. So we, it's a, you know, SHA and, we will get an approval in coming 2-3 months. And,
and
100% acquisition, basically, because you asked for the structure. So after the FDA approval, it will become a 100% acquired by LT Foods.
Okay, so
fellow subsidiary, yeah.
Yeah, it's an all-cash deal?
So yes, it is an all-cash deal. Yes, it is an all-cash deal.
Okay, so what is the value of the fixed assets and how much would be the intangibles and goodwill that will be coming into the balance sheet?
So yes, there will be certainly the intangibles. It will be in the tune of €6 to 7 million of intangibles that will be there. The remaining will be the asset value.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhankar Oja from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. So basically, regarding the acquisition only, can you hear me?
Yes.
Regarding the acquisition only, so what has been the past couple of years trend of this entity? I mean, we have mentioned that €40 million, it was the last year revenue. How has it been growing, or is it like a, I mean, last 2-3 years, has this business been growing there?
So not really. They were having some, you know, financial constraints, so they are not growing. But as far as category, that is growing, and that is the kind of, you know, one of the pieces to buy that, to have, you know, all the resources in place to grow that business.
Okay. And is it a profitable one in terms of EBITDA level?
It's a profit. It's a profit.
All right. This is one. Secondly, sir, so basically this current 50% tariff, I mean, you said that when the 10% was applicable, we passed on. So right now, as we speak, how much of the tariff have we been able to pass on?
So we are in the process. 10% is, you know, whatever the proportion we have already passed on.
Okay.
The rest, you know, the 35.
Still in negotiation.
Still in negotiation, yeah.
Okay. All right. Got that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khushi Parikh from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So my first question is India-centric. And how is the competition shaping up, especially when it comes to modern trade and even when it comes to this quick commerce? Because I believe that the top two players in India have a dominant market share in the quick commerce at least. So how is the trend and how are we geared to compete in this segment?
The category is growing, and you know, Daawat is the second largest brand. We are growing at 13%, very healthy growth. As Monica just explained, we are increasing our household, and we are fully equipped from every aspect. From the strength of the brand, we are investing behind the brand. If you see in the H1, we have invested double money in advertising. So that's how you know we are getting the growth. So we are very strong.
So any indication on the competition kind of intensity increasing, staying same or decreasing? Because I've been hearing down is that some of the companies are now, I mean, all these players are now looking to have some other set of brands as well, considering the dominant position that the two players have.
I don't know, I have not understood your question exactly, but you know, we are in a stronger place, I can say, you know. We are extending our brand to the strength of our brand, and we have a better right to win.
Understand. Okay. And just from your overall strategy perspective, what are the top three or four considerations that we have whenever we are looking to enter into a new product category and or maybe even acquiring a business? So for last you know, 2, 3, 4 odd years, we have been on this spree of acquiring some of the smaller businesses or getting into a new product categories. So what are the key considerations that we have, and how do we, which are the top three considerations that we have?
No, very good question. So, you know, as a company, as a brand, you know, we have a two strengths. One is Daawat as a brand. They have an industry. And second, we have a distribution. So as a strategy, we will grow around this. So wherever, you know, the possibility will come where we can leverage the equity of the Daawat, we will expand there, and that will be more, you know, the rice plus. On the other than rice acquisition, we will be evaluating which has a synergy with our distribution. And, you know, as Daawat is a kitchen brand, so we will be around that, you know, if that's the answer you're looking for.
Okay. So largely, it's the distribution synergy that we are looking for, and coming in the periphery of where we are present.
Yes, that's okay. Right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for day. I would now like to hand over the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone. On behalf of the management of LT Foods Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earnings call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relation partner, Ernst & Young, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. So I would request the moderator. Now we can close the call. Thank you all. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of LT Foods and Motilal Oswal Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.